When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
Yes, sir.
Like the 90s and crack, baby, we're back.
Toby Keith isn't, unfortunately. Toby Keith,
oh, damn,
I didn't even know
soon,
he was
dude.
Sick. 62 years old is all. Stomach cancer. Didn't know he had it. Had it since, when did he say he had it? Last year, 2021?
2020,
like
I think he came out with the announcement that he had it.
I missed it, though. Shocked
I didn't
all
see
of us
it.
This morning. I'm drinking
62
out of
years old, dude.
I'm drinking out of a Red Solo cup this weekend, in his honor.
Red Solo cup, let's fill you up and have a party.
Great song, right? He had a billion great songs.
You know what? Since you're drinking out of a Red Solo cup, I'm going to drink out of a cowboy boot.
All right. Okay. You know what? I have boots.
Ew,
double
I can't
says,
imagine how gross
you know,
those fucking things are.
My cousin
Ew.
Rick bought me
Ew.
Boots when I was there.
Ew.
Can you see me wearing these?
Let's try them on right now. Oh, those aren't real cowboy boots.
No,
they're not
like,
because they don't have a heel.
That's like a cowboy Ugg, dude. What the fuck is that?
That's
it's a comfortable boot. It's got a rubber sole.
No, that's not a boot. That's a boot.
This isn't a boot.
That's a nursing home cowboy
boot. What are you
boot.
Talking
that's a
temper,
about? That's a Tempur-Pedic boot.
No,
dude.
This is fucking... Do you know how much these fucking things were?
Dr. Scholl's boot. Dude, double A says, why you do him like that?
These are like $400 fucking dollars.
Get him some real boots. Why'd you get him them fucking gay boy boots,
these are
boots,
awesome.
Dude?
They're really comfortable. I wouldn't
that's
wear a
damn,
cowboy boot. Are
that's
you
a cow
me?
Bug. That's a cow bug, dude. That's a cowboy Ugg.
They're called Tecovas. Tecovas?
Those you go... those are the kind of boots you go boot scooting in.
Yeah,
you gotta go boot goofing.
Hey, boot goofing, all right.
Yeah,
you're
boot goofing.
You're gonna be
boot goofing.
You're gonna be boot goofing. They're gonna be booty goofing. Is what they're gonna be doing.
He said you didn't want high heels. I guess you had the option to get those.
No, but these are the one he wears too. I wouldn't. I'm gonna wear high heels. Make myself 6'4". Cowboy boots around here. Shit, I've never seen anybody in New Jersey wear a pair of cowboy boots. Have you?
I've never
I mean,
seen
here and there.
Anywhere. I've never seen anywhere in my life wear the boots you got.
You know, I hadn't seen them either before I got to Texas. What's everybody wears them down here.
You know, 911. Yes, yeah. You should have these boots. These are the boots you should have got.
Summer road trip 2024.
Ah, train. Wow, he's still making music.
They're coming with REO.
Wow, yeah. Wow, I like that.
Ah! Sorry, my brakes are getting squirrely on me. Oh. I've had some boots on layaway here at Zapateria La Bailarina. For Western fashions here in Reno, you really can't beat Zapateria La Bailarina.
Zapateria La Bailarina.
Really. Let's do it.
He ain't even locking to nothing.
It's go time.
Oh my God, that could be you.
Genuine ostrich. 3 payments.
Oh!
Wait, what? I'm just goofing.
I'm just
new
boot
goofing.
Oh!
New boot goofing.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
How the fuck they get his bike locked on the pole like that? That's a mystery. I'm just goofing. New boot goofing.
What a fucking show, dude. What a great show that was.
I wasn't a fan of it that much.
It's so goofy.
There are scenes that are good, you know, like that one and stuff, classic, but. I can't sit and watch the entire... I can't watch an
episode. When they go to the trailer park and they're chasing around the... What's it? Nick Swardson's in it? Oh, come on, man.
Nick Swardson's hilarious. And that guy, is that the one who's in the new Paramount Plus Super Bowl commercial? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah. That guy right
that's,
there from Reno.
Dude,
yeah.
As far
they
as...
throw Hey Arnold's head?
Yeah. As far as Super Bowl commercials go,
yeah,
one of the funniest ones I've ever seen, just because it's so random.
Why'd they leak it, though? Shame
Creed
it.
Is that, in it.
Yeah, but they could have saved that and let us see it for the first time during the Super Bowl, and that would have meant so much more. Now we already seen it.
Yeah. No, I know. That's true. Well, they show all the commercials before the Super Bowl now.
That's stupid.
I don't know why they do that. Why would
that
they
was
do
the
that?
Reason why people used to watch the Super Bowl was to see it for the first time, the surprise.
Well, they've been doing it for years. It's not like this is the first year that they leak the Super Bowl commercials, but
I just think it's dumb.
And then, hey, Arnold, you know, when he hits the rock, the wall, yeah. You see him on his way down. I'm good. He gives a thumbs
good.
Up.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Who's the old guy, the bald guy who throws him? What's his name?
The guy from
Sir something?
Professor
Patrick
X.
Stewart?
Yeah, Professor
Is it Patrick
X.
Stewart?
He's from X-Men.
Is it Patrick Stewart?
I don't know his fucking name. I just call him the old guy from X-Men. That's how I know him.
Oh, okay. And Drew Barrymore in Creed.
Yeah, Drew
She's
Barrymore
like,
was in it too.
Oh, God, Creed's here.
Yeah.
Such a funny fucking commercial.
She did good in that commercial.
She did. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to throw him.
Yeah. What did he say to Drew? He's like, something like, shut up or pipe down or.
Oh, shut up, Barrymore.
No. Hang on. No, I got it. Do you think we'll get in trouble if I play the commercial?
No, we shouldn't. It's a commercial. It's not a.
I don't see why. I don't see why we would.
I mean, I can't get that thing up there.
If it were a football, I'd be able to reach the top.
What about a football-shaped head? We throw the charter.
Gutsy call, sir.
Smart thinking.
What? No, that's dumb thinking. He's not throwing Arnold.
Throw him.
Throw him. Hey, do you want an immunity idol?
Throw him. What? You can't. Throw a child at a wall.
Venomore, shut your face.
That's it.
Venomore, shut your face.
Unless you prefer to freeze to death.
I'm not going to throw a kid. Not built for the moment, I see.
Point.
Ooh, dear, what a jab. Throw the child.
And Creed's here.
What a nerd.
Dang, he's cool.
It's the fifth quarter. And we need a hole-in-one before the seventh inning stretch. Get grave.
What the fuck?
Pep hike!
Can you take me higher?
To a place where I might
see. I just threw him higher.
Come on, wow.
To a place where we won't freeze.
He just threw me high.
I'm good.
So close.
How are we gonna get up there?
Now, if there were only someone made of pigskin.
Bingo.
Oh, dick.
Peppa Pig. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's a great commercial, dude. Knuckles could you're right. Whoever said that, Knuckles could definitely climb up the mountain. He's Knuckles.
What?
Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic,
he could climb up the mountain. He doesn't. They have to throw hard.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
Was he kind of?
I love how
he
said two of the. I love how he's like, oh, you can't rise to the occasion, huh?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's tough.
Tua was good in it too. Anyway. Well, maybe this gets pulled down because we play two things now that might be against the license agreement.
Creed?
No, the commercial and New Book Goofin.
Oh,
by the way, Robin update. No surgery again today.
What are those jackasses doing there?
Yeah, for real.
Sister Robin now, hopefully tomorrow. I don't know. It was such an emergency on Friday when she had to go in, and she sat there all weekend and nothing, and not today, which we thought it was going to be, so now we're hoping for tomorrow. I don't know. I have no idea.
It doesn't make any sense.
What's funny is they tell best friend Russ, she tells him details and stuff, but like, he loses it by the time he tells me, oh, I forgot. I just know that it's tomorrow.
Probably doesn't want to remember, dude. That's a tough situation.
Yeah. And those are a lot of details to remember, but just in case you were wondering, that's the latest update there. So you got stretched yesterday? How did that work out?
Did I get stretched, dude? I went to this place called Stretch Lab. I go there and they just bend me like a pretzel, dude. They work me. Like, you ever seen Laffy Taffy at a fucking Sweet Taffy spot, dude, when they just start bending you and working you, taking your ligaments and working them out?
Was it a woman or a man that stretches you?
This time was a woman. Last time I had a dude.
Is it like you see like NFL on the sidelines where like the dude's got a leg on his shoulder and he's pushing forward
Yeah, pretty much. And
it, wow. Similar did it to move? That. Did it move?
No, you got to be. Yeah,
pretty
no.
sexual. Yeah, that's a sexual position.
Okay, but you're on tape. So there's a room full of like 15 tables, and there's multiple people in there, so you're not the only one in there. So it's not like a, it's not like sexual at all. It's just you're getting stretched.
There's no mood lighting or music?
No, that right there, you're asking for boners.
That's
like,
a massage.
Like, I feel like massages are like boner palaces, dude. That's like a, yeah.
Yeah, I've never had a massage or I've never been stretched, so I don't
That's
really know.
That's crazy to me, dude. Your whole life, you really want to go your whole life with not feeling what a massage feels like?
I do. I literally have no desire to have
one
a massage.
One day, you're going to be on your deathbed and you'll be like, I wish I would have got at least one so I know how it feels before I die.
I don't even like it when you're sitting there and someone just comes up behind you and starts rubbing your shoulders. That's just how I was like, get off me.
Nah, dude. I guarantee you, once you get one, you want more.
You're going to pop my lipoma if you keep doing that. Yeah. Get out of there.
Galvin Cass needs a massage and a facial. Hey, there's videos.
Hey. So what do you do?
What's the... You've had your anus massage. So what you do is you lay on your back, you assume a position, and they just start taking you limb by limb. They'll take your legs, they'll work out, stretch your legs this way, that way, interior, anterior, and then they'll flex it this, and then they'll just piece by piece, they'll work up your whole body.
How do you feel now?
I feel great. Yesterday I felt limber as shit, dude. But you know, you have a little bit of soreness afterwards because you haven't really stretched that deep before.
What's better, a stretcher or a massage?
Whew, that's a tough one, man. This is hard. This is a hard-hitting question, to be honest with you. I like the feeling of massage. It's more... I feel more beneficial is the stretch. The stretch is more beneficial. But when you're getting massaged out, dude... Ooh, dude.
What about when they're like, oh, you got a knot, and they start fucking pounding it out?
I like that, dude. I like when they pound me out.
Hmm. Ook.
Oh, man. Come on. That's not what I meant. I like when they pound out the knot. I like when they get in there and it's when they fucking are working on it.
How long were they pounding you for yesterday?
Yesterday, I did a 50 minute stretch.
So are you naked? Are you clothed? What's the deal?
No, you don't get naked for a stretch. Can you imagine your balls all over the place, dude? No way. You can't have your coin pouch out with your fucking all over the spot like that, dude. No, you wear clothes like I'm wearing now. You wear like yoga clothes or like just clothes that you could stretch and bend in.
Do her hands get into the crease of like where your thigh and your
pubic
area
close, like right here, like right in there.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's goal for launch for some people. No, I'm sure that's close enough.
You can be a mature adult and think about things like old men getting their dick sucked and then not have an erection.
Why would you think about that?
Because that's what causes me not to get erections.
How do you think they handle one? Because I'm sure people get erections in both massages and being stretched out. How do you think they handle it?
I think it's flattering, to be honest. I think that's a flattering experience. If you're getting a massage and someone's like, what?
You're a dude, you're a masseuse, right? Yeah. And a guy comes in there and pops a big-ass boner on you while you're rubbing him down. That's a compliment?
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit it like a cat would. You know what I mean? Hey, get that out of here. Hey. Get it. Like you know the door stoppers?
That's only going to make it harder, Corey.
Like that, like a door stopper. You're just going to fucking hit it like that. Like, get out of here. Get out of here. What's that? Go to the bathroom. Take that out of here.
Was this said woman a good-looking woman that was stretching you out? Like, would it be somebody that you would be attracted to if you were?
Not in
Alicia?
That sense, no. No.
No.
Get up on the table. I will massage you.
No.
I picture some like some heavy set woman with short hair named Frida.
You got it completely wrong.
No. Oh.
Not even close. It couldn't be the most opposite side of every spectrum you just announced.
Paige Cyrenaic.
I don't know who that is.
It's the golfer. Oof.
I don't watch a lot of golf, dude.
She goes golfing wearing like the tightest things possible.
Really?
If you don't get a boner while getting stretched by her, you're gay. That's just what it is, dude.
Especially if she's like, I'm sure she would go out of her way to like droop her boobies on you. And
yeah,
stuff,
no shit.
You know? Like my hairstylist, Carly, how she rubs her vagina against my hand. She does that on purpose. There's no
Do you
way.
Get a boner when that happens? Do you pop?
No.
She's not attractive.
Does she watch the show? She's beautiful.
I love Carly. I love her.
Double A says wants to know, was she wearing yoga pants while she stretched you out?
Yes.
Oh, man. I would have.
Dude, you can't. You go in there already knowing that you got to withhold.
Yeah. And when the atmosphere is like so antiseptic, in public, you know, and there's public. Other people getting stretched out. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you had your pee-pee touched by a doctor before. Did you get an erection? No.
Right. That's a good point.
No. True. Can't even get an erection until the doctor touched his asshole.
It didn't happen then either. Story.
Yeah.
No. Oh. What do you think? Your finger goes in and the dick comes out? That's not how it works.
It's like one of them toys.
It's full of space, dude. He's got the space is different. Yeah, you know.
His finger is actually in the hollow part of my penis. He's moving it around with his with his digit.
It's like a puppet.
He blows into it. It just blows your penis up like a balloon, dude.
Twists it into an animal. Here you go, kids. It's a giraffe.
It's a dick dog.
I don't think you'd have enough dick material to make a giraffe out of mine. But, you know, you could. No, what, no. What would they make out of yours? Like a dung beetle?
Out of mine, they would make a, maybe one of them scarab beetles. Dick.
That's funny. That's all right. Well, I'm glad you feel better today. I had a poor people day yesterday.
I drove past. Every day?
Think of some, like, what brands make you think of, like, poor people? What are poor people brands? So I'm driving on St. George's. If you're in the area, you know what I'm talking about. And I go past the Little Caesars. Maybe I wasn't on St. George's. I don't know where I was. I go past the Little Caesars. I'm like, let's give it one more time. So I'm...
Little Caesars is solid.
Poor people pizza. And then I came home, took a shower, washed my hair with the Suave that I had purchased a couple days ago.
I haven't used Suave, so my mom used to just shop at Dollar General.
It was on sale for like a big, huge bottle for $2. I'm like, you know what? Let's just, which shampoo is shampoo? So I'm washing my hair with Suave, eating Little Caesars pizza.
I also
bought generic batteries. I had to replace the batteries in the mouse today, and they were like the alkaline batteries.
Yokofumo batteries, dude.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are like poor people brands?
I'm wearing right now. Champion.
Yeah, budget. That's a budget brand.
That's
How about Shaq shoes? Like Shaq? People used to have Jordans, then Shaq made his own shoes with him dunking on the little icon. Dude, you never seen Shaq shoes?
No, I had no idea they existed.
Oh my God, dude. Are you guys kidding me? They sold these shoes at Walmart.
My dad tried
to buy me some one time, dude.
Boost Mobile. That to me is like a poor people brand. T-Mobile is, to me, still in the back of my head. That's like a cheap brand.
I have T-Mobile. Come on, man. That's not good. That's
how long have you had T-Mobile, Corey?
I've had T-Mobile for like 10, 15 years.
All right, so you were poor when you got T-Mobile.
Yeah, it was already.
All right,
check this out. Look, this is Shaq's logo right here. See this Shaq symbol? Tell me that's not a knockoff from Jordan, though.
Well, it's a silhouette of him slamming a basketball. I mean...
The only knockoff part
is that it's the silhouette of someone playing basketball. So sure, I guess he took the idea from there. But where do you buy those? Payless, another
Walmart.
Poor people Walmart. Brand. Walmart sells or Shaq shoes.
Kmart. They used to have them. Yeah, they used to have like these. Yeah, you never seen Shaq. Look, but these look like Jordans. So Jordan had the same kind of like. Design
they don't cost what Jordans cost. $25 for that pair right there.
$25.
Yeah, that's poor people stuff, dude.
RC Cola,
like the cheap brands of Coca-Cola.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to drink RC. All these are brands from my childhood, except for fucking T-Mobile, because, you know, we didn't even have telephones back then. But Prel shampoo.
Cripple people parking, I guess. You'll see the minivans with the handicap. And, like, the person's not actually handicapped. They're just fat. And, like, they have a handicap thing.
Ooh, Dodge Caravans. Whenever you still see one of those on the road.
Yeah. Or
Plymouth Voyager.
Yeah.
Like the late model kind, the 2005 Dodge Caravan. I'm like, ooh. And you got kids, too.
Target brands actually carry not that cheap. Target brands actually really good stuff, I feel like.
I don't mind clothes from Target.
Yeah, I feel like Target, like Massimo used to be kind of like, man, but they don't use Massimo anymore.
That's where I buy my clothes when I want to tamp my penis down is Target. Oh, wait, no, that was just for kids.
Lynette said Spam. That's another one.
Spam.
But here's the thing that Spam doesn't get credit for is that it's actually delicious. It's not it's not as horrible for you as you think it would be. And it's used in every other country. Like Hawaii and Japan and China. Like, they use Spam for all kinds of shit.
It definitely has a stink on it over here. And you're right, I've eaten my share of Spam. Like, I mean, my mom, we didn't have money. She bought a lot of Spam. Ooh, those cheese steaks. Steakums.
Like cardboard.
I used to love those, though. Of course, we didn't know any better. That was, to us, that was fucking going to fucking Peter Luger.
Steakums, dude. Oh, my God.
Steakums at my house was a special dinner. Like, someone had to, like, get an A or something for us to have fucking Steakums.
We used to have deviled ham, dude.
Deviled ham?
Devil, you guys, why am I talking about things you guys have never seen or heard of before?
I don't know. Well, you grew up in Florida.
I've had deviled ham. I mean, I don't, is it a specific brand, though, you're talking about?
Deviled ham is just, no, deviled ham itself is kind of like janky, dude. You don't think so?
Galvin's got three good ones. CNC Cola.
Yeah.
1,000%. You know what the sugar content of that stuff is? Don't ever drink that. Miracle Whip, another good one. And Hunt's Ketchup. Not Heinz, Hunt's.
Hunt's. Sometimes I buy that on accident.
Yeah.
That's devil hand. That's how they get you. You never seen this, Kane?
No, never saw that before.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That was good stuff.
Oh, it's a spread?
Yeah, it's canned ham, dude.
Is that ham spread?
Yep.
That's the ghetto shit right there.
Ham in a can, baby.
They chopped it up to the point where you can spread it?
It's a spread. And you put it, and we used to put it on white saltine crackers, dude.
Can you look up the ingredients of that? If it doesn't just say ham, I don't want it. It's got to be filled with preservatives. Ingredients. First of all,
wow, absolutely, it's got to be.
It's like a ham pate. Out. Yeah, that's what Kirby Barber says. A ham.
I mean,
pate.
You're one stop away from a ham smoothie.
Okay, you ready? This is what it is.
Spreadable. They like
actually.
What?
Not horrible, guys.
What is it?
It's ham that was cured with water, salt,
brown. Is that the first ingredient? Ham?
Ham's first ingredient.
Okay.
Ham cured with water, salt, brown sugar, and sodium nitrate, and was seasoned with mustard flour, spices, and turmeric. That's it.
Not bad. Not
What's
bad.
What's the sodium
sodium
level on
for
that?
One can is 40% of your daily value.
Yikes.
800 milligrams.
Oh, Jesus.
Cholesterol would be 24% of your daily value. Just one little can. Saturated fat would be 54% of your daily value.
Wow.
So just one can.
That's not healthy.
No.
So when they mean ham, what they actually mean is just the fat.
Right.
Just the fat part of the ham. Holy
shit. Oh, you know what another one is?
Ingredients don't sound bad, but then when you see the fucking content.
You know those square packs of ramen, you could buy like a case of them for 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's poor people food, I think. Although they're delicious.
We used to have so many packs of that chicken ramen. Oh,
yeah. The sodium in those, like 800 per pack.
Yeah. It's awful.
It's fucking ridiculous. I had a whole box. All right. I bought they come in that box with the cellophane over it for like $2.99.
Yeah.
And I looked at the ingredient of the back of it on one of them, and I said, I can't eat this.
I used to eat that every day after school, and I would drink all the juice, too, which means I was having the entire allotment.
How are your kidneys still functioning?
Yeah,
right. That's why you're so frail. I don't know. Shut the fuck up, Jay.
Hydrox instead of Oreos. Yeah. That's a good one.
Cup of noodles. That's another one. That's the
cheesy balls.
It's cup noodles. There is no... Oh, I think that's another one of those fucking...
Are you sure?
Yes.
What's the guy's name? The guy from Africa.
Yeah. Why can't I think of it now?
Oh, you're
like,
right.
Fruit of the Loom had the cornucopia. What the fuck is his name?
Mandela.
Mandela effect. Yeah. I swear it used to be cup of noodles.
Wait a minute. There's one here. All right,
it's
let
cup
me share.
Noodles.
No, there's one here. Look. There's one here that says cup of noodles. Right? Oh, let's share this. Here it is. Cup of noodles, right? But now if you go here, let me click on this one. This is cup noodles.
Yeah.
It's two different brands.
Wait, could you see that? Oh, wait. Sorry.
I don't think it's the same brand, guys.
The font looks the same.
I don't know.
What is the... Nissin Foods brings the back to cup of noodles as part of its 50th anniversary. Oh. So it wasn't a Mandela thing.
So it was gone.
They
and
just
back.
Got rid of it. Okay.
Got you.
All right. That makes sense.
Haven't you guys ever seen the Lipton bags of soup? The cup of soup, and it's just in a bag, and then you put it in, it rehydrates. Oh, what the fuck?
Mr. Pibb, the Dr. Pepper ripoff.
Yeah. No, I used to drink, what's the other one? Not Mr. Pibb. The Barks root beer.
Barks, yeah.
I got a can of Barks in the fridge right now. Lisa brought it home from school. That's what they're serving your kids. Barks root beer. Malt-O-Meal. Oh, yeah, Malt-O-Meal.
All they have in my kids' school is white milk, chocolate milk, and water. They don't have anything else.
Oh, Tang. Anybody ever have Tang?
Oh, rich chocolatey Ovaltine?
No.
Well, Tang Ovaltine was always in the cupboard.
Yes. No matter where you went, Tang. Yo, you want some Tang? And then we just pull it out from underneath next to like all the cleaning products. It was right there.
My dad used to make me drink Ovaltine every morning. Got to a point where I was like, I thought that
was a 50s and 40s, 50s thing for kids. Oval, like from Christmas Story.
Rich chocolatey Ovaltine, please.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Jeez. Juicy juice, Jenny says.
Were we all poor, Mafia? Did anybody grow up rich? I'm very curious. I'm really curious. Is anybody privileged in the Mafia? And is anybody swimming in money right now because, you know, they just inherited it? Do we have any rich Mafia members? I'm just curious.
And the chat goes silent.
Yeah. Five Alive orange juice. I remember it, but
Megan D says I was privileged, so she's like silent because she has no idea what Tang is.
She's like, all I had were mimosas in the morning.
Elmer had Tang every day.
My mom fed us only the best.
No, my dad drank the fucking Sanka coffee. Comes in the pouch.
Yeah.
Poured in. That instant coffee was cheaper. I'm just reading here. Sure, yeah, poor as fuck. Everybody seems poor. Okay, good. We're all the same financial level. Except for one of us.
Items. What do you mean?
What?
I was in there too.
No, I know. When's the last time anybody's had Burger King?
Ew.
Oof. Check out what they're doing now. They're so out of ideas. They're asking for help as far as coming up with something new for the Whopper. You got to leave the bun alone and you got to leave the patties alone. But as far as toppings go, if it's something they can keep in the shop, it's popular, it's creative, they'll give you $1 million if you come up with something to change the Whopper and they end up using it.
Is Burger King really that bad off that they need help from other people and other people they pay to work there? Like, hey, we run out of ideas. We don't know what to put on a burger.
I know,
hey,
it's kind of sad.
You just make a good burger.
Right. Don't you employ people to come up with new ideas for the burger wars? Why do we got to
You know that sandwich that's been a staple for us forever now, that's been our number one seller? We want to change it. And not only do we want to change it, we want to pick you to change it.
Right. We'll give you $1 million, but we're going to make way more than that because if it's a popular topping, well, and you know.
All this is a marketing campaign. That's all it is.
Sure.
They want people to want to be involved, so their name's in it again. Now everyone's talking about Burger King. That's all it is.
It's been a couple years since I've been to Burger King, but I do like their burgers.
Yeah, I think they're way better than McDonald's burgers.
Oh, they're way better than McDonald's, but they're all the Burger Kings around me have all closed, so yeah, I got to make a trek to go.
Right. There's not many of them.
The only burger I liked from Burger King was the Rodeo Burger. The one with the onion rings, the barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Can I tell you how many times I scrounged up pennies in college just to go buy one burger?
Yeah, dude, that was a good one.
That's actually a terrible time for me because I was like 3 pennies away. I was on the ground in my car like trying to find pennies just so I could go buy a burger at Burger King.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there for the number two at McDonald's, scrounging. Yeah. At the time, number two, that's two cheeseburgers and a large fry. Well, you can upgrade to the large fry. But I remember when that was $2.99, and I used to have to scrounge to afford that.
I was gonna donate some semen. Me and my friend were looking at one point. We were hungry, and we were in college. We didn't have no money.
And now, you're rife with unvaccinated semen.
I have the best semen.
You have the juice.
Top dollar semen.
Premium. You're still in your prime. You're 35. Oh yeah. Now, if you're going to ever donate semen, now is the time.
Yeah, that's what they want, my brittle, frail semen. Well, you're going to have an army of warriors with this stuff.
Don't show them your 23andMe report.
Yeah. Could you do us a favor? Touch your toes. You can only touch your knees. Yeah, we're not going to take his semen. He's got poor ligaments.
Please. You just got stretched out. You can't touch your toes? Let's see.
He can't even ride his bike. No, don't you remember I was doing this? We talked about this before. Like I was
we did?
On camera, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. There he goes. It looks, what are you, at your ankles? We can't see your...
Yeah, we can't see it.
This far from my toes.
From your toes? Well, that's pretty good.
I'm a...
I don't know anybody that could just, at the drop of a dime, get up out of a chair and touch their toes.
I know a lot of people that can.
I know a few.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
That unusual.
Yeah. I think it's I think that's a successful person thing, dude.
I mean, I have to have a stool, a little chair in my entryway where the shoes are so I can sit down and fucking put them on. I mean, I'm not... that's not all. A lot of people have chairs in their entryway, though, I think.
I feel like if people got their shit together, like, I feel like being flexible is like a, you got your shit together type of thing. You know, you really care about yourself. You got your, you know what I mean? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't have their shit together.
No, and what I'm saying is that I could touch my toes after stretching for a while. I'm like, right now, if I tried it, I couldn't do it. Everybody's saying, well, I can. Don't you have to stretch first to like loosen yourself
up? Some people don't have to. No, some people are just already just flexible.
Hey, man, I look at that. I look at touching my toes the same way I look at algebra. Like, when am I ever going to need to do it? I really don't need. I'm always going to be able to sit down to touch them if I really need to touch them. Who cares?
What if a guy comes up behind you with a gun and says, touch your toes or I'm going to blow your brains out?
Touch them.
Well, I'm pulling both hammies and I'll touch my toes. I'll figure out a way to touch my toes.
What if he says, touch your toes or you got to touch my wiener?
Kane, well, touch your wiener.
What's he look like?
His name is Dr. Vanderpump.
He's pulling his cock out.
I'm making every effort to touch my toes. Touch a random wiener. I'm not Jay's brother.
At what point do you, when you can't get to your toes, just, all right, just pull your dick out. Like,
you're right away.
No, I'll find a way to touch my toes in that case.
I'll grab your butt cheeks and pull out my willy. Stir your asshole like a hot bowl of chili. Whoa.
Can you get up off the floor without using your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, sit Indian style and get up without using your hands.
Okay.
Sit back by a little bit by the bookcase so we can see you. Move the chair out of the way. Move the chair. There you go. All right.
All right, so he's going back. All right, here we go.
Okay, he's sitting Indian style, and now he... Okay, all right, he did it.
Can you do that, Kane?
I doubt it. No. Good job. And it was good job.
You tell me I didn't do it right. I was like, I didn't do it right at all.
Yeah. You got up on your knees, though. I kind of expected you to just sort of come up out of...
Oh, you're out of your fucking mind.
Out of crisscross applesauce and go straight up.
Let me see if I can do that. Hold on.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting. He got on his knees and got up. That's easy. I can do that.
Oh, you mean like plop it? Oh, yeah.
I wanted him to try to get up just like...
Not a chance.
Okay, now the dog's not a chance. Yeah. Oh, you got on your knees.
But who could? Wow.
There's no, not a chance. I'm going straight up. My legs don't even work like that. I'm not that flexible. No way.
Did you hear anything crack? I don't want to be the one responsible for your brittle bones.
No. Cracking. No.
Kat says, these are things you need to be doing every day, people. Kat, we're not all you waking up at the crack of ass fucking dawn to fucking work out. She works out like a fiend.
So I was watching that show about the people in the blue zones, and they say the Japanese people sit on the floor for everything until they're like 110, and that's why they're still so nimble.
They can
it's because
get up.
Even when they were 100, they were just getting up like it was nothing. Oh, here he goes. Oh, you could barely.
You
could
barely get down.
You could barely get down. What do you think you're getting up?
Kane, right now is I'm going to go. Kane's right now is on the floor.
All right, hands up, hands up. Don't
hands
shoot.
Hands up in the air.
I'm just going to do the show from down here.
When's the last time you've been on the floor, dude?
That's a huge bitch.
hold on,
a long time.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Call 911.
I need a life alert.
right now is when you hit the button, dude.
I'm sitting and I can't get up.
We want to see you get up. Come on.
Oh, I can get up. What's so hard about getting up?
No hands.
Yeah, right.
No.
He's got bad knees, dude. He can't believe it.
I got no ACLs, you know, so. I'm sitting.
So, all right. All right, now play the news because there's no, he's got much more energy after that.
God, I just ran. Well, I walked, jogged 2 miles yesterday.
I like how it changed. I just ran. Jogged. I walked 2 miles yesterday.
It was funny. I was gonna a song came on, Better Than Nothing. You never heard it. Jennifer Trinan from the 90s. By the way, the 90s was the best decade for women in rock. Amazing. Anyway, so I was gonna take a picture of my treadmill, but then I'm like, well, if people are gonna do the math and figure out how long it took for the mile, so I like it better.
It's gonna say three miles per hour. They're gonna be like,
Are you running at 2.5? Like what? You're barely moving. Are your hands in your pockets while you're moving? What? You're out for a stroll?
And Hector, remember my boxing coach Hector? I would used to do that. I would put the thing on 3.5 and I would jog, and he goes, "Oye, amigo, this is walking. You walk at 3.5. You don't run. What are you doing?"
I walk it through like 3.5, 3.7. I couldn't jog that if I tried. It's too slow.
I try. That's why I was like, you know what I mean? Side to side. But you walk all the way to 4. After 4, you can kind of jog. 4 is right. A pretty quick walk, though.
Right. That's a brisk walk. If you got short legs, you got to, like, New Jersey Curvy Barbie would have to jog at 4.0.
Waddle.
Definitely.
Damn. It's only Kane's allowed to do that.
She got big butt.
Oh. What's all that banging? Everybody wants to know.
They're doing emergency lights in our hallway, not in the common area hallway because they didn't have emergency lights there.
Yeah, Kat says, "Who cares how fast you run? I know Corey would have done that math faster than he's ever done math before."
Yeah, you took you 25 minutes to get 1 mile.
No, because I was in the, I was like a 7 mile pay or seven. 7 minute pace.
Oh, that's not bad at all, dude. I run at a 10 minute pace sometimes.
But unless you're running for endurance, walking
that's actually really
for
good.
Weight loss, walking for weight loss is better anyway.
It was like, okay, well, maybe more
walking
like eight
at
minutes.
An incline.
It's like 8 minutes, and that's it. That's if you put it at like 3.5.
Yeah,
that's slow. Come on. I mean, I'm not out here doing 4 minute miles or anything, but.
Yeah, you're not some Nigerian prince, dude. That's crazy.
I literally still haven't caught my breath.
What'd you do today? I got up off the floor. It was taxing.
I got down and I got up.
I've been trying to hide it. My Fitbit called 911 on me.
It thought you fell. It's like, oh my God, do you want us to report a fall?
Imagine house guest Lisa coming home. Lisa, Kane, why are you on the floor? Been down here since 9.
That's like the grandma from Sheldon, dude. She was stuck on the floor for a while. She's like, don't touch me. Leave me here.
Lisa's like, well, why are your pants down? I got bored. There's nothing to do down here.
Had to diddle my fiddle, dude.
I was able to reach the scissors, and long story short, all the carpet fibers are the same length now.
What else do you do while you're down there?
I made friends with this bug.
Don't we have the fun game to play today? Let's play a fun game.
It's too early for the fun game.
It's already 10:11. I got to be out of here by 10:30.
How'd we get to 10:11 already?
Did you not see the tangents we were going off on?
How the fuck did 45 minutes go by already?
48 minutes, yeah.
We've been on so many tangents.
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah.
You getting down on the
you
floor?
You were down on the ground for 35 minutes.
I blacked out. That's why I don't remember.
Lack of oxygen to his brain.
Dude, you didn't even realize it's Christmas time, man.
Getting up,
it's
I almost
already
tipped
de- It's already December again, dude. You see, we're down there all summer. That's crazy. The Vikings are in the Super Bowl.
Don't you do that to me. That's not funny.
He lost his breath again.
All right, so yeah, we have a new game. It's called Read My Lips. We have to get an intro for it.
Yeah, I'll make one. Okay.
Yeah, right. And use the first book. We don't need the music yet. That's just the thinking music.
Okay. All right.
That's just the music for when we're actually doing the game.
Okay.
Get like not W, the other Bush president, when he goes, "Read my lips."
Okay. I got you. I'll make one.
Yep. Are you familiar with that, Corey? Yep. When he did that?
Yeah. I remember. Like, it was yesterday.
No new taxes. Read my lips. Of course, there were new taxes. That's why I was kind of famous, but all right. So, Read My Lips. We're inspired by the deaf girl and her sister. We're inspired by Hobby Lobby, a.k.a. That's it. So, here's how we're going to... We'll do it this way the first week. If it doesn't work, we'll change up the rules. But we each get 60 seconds. Corey's going to get 60 seconds to guess what I'm saying. He'll take his headphones off, right? Can't hear what I'm saying. He'll try to guess what I'm saying. See who gets the most right in 60 seconds.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah? It's exciting. Are we ready to go? Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first, Corey?
I'll say the words first.
You'll say the words first. All right. Now, listen, I won't be able to hear the thinking music or the 60 seconds. So you're going to have to tell me when.
So I'll just...
60 seconds go off.
The buzzer.
Yeah, I'll go like this when it's off.
Tell me when we start, and then let me know when the buzzer sounds. Go ahead. And, nervous.
Turn down can you hear your headphones?
Let me turn the headphones down. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yep. You ready? Ready, Corey?
Yep.
And begin.
I'm ready.
Titty twister.
Twister.
Titty twister.
Titty twister.
Ah!
Keep going. I have 60 seconds.
Purple nurple.
Purple nurple.
Ah! Woo!
That's two.
Home wrecker.
Home alone.
Home. Home wrecker.
Homeroom. Home wrecker.
Home wrecker.
Got it. Three.
Okay. Pecker wrecker.
Mirror.
Pecker wrecker.
Bear rare. I don't know what you say.
Pecker wrecker.
Bigger, big rear. Big rear.
Pecker wrecker.
Rare. That's what you're saying.
Word. No.
Fuck, I'm only going to get three.
Pecker.
Bigger.
Pecker wrecker.
All right, we're done.
Wow. All right, three was pretty good. What was that last one?
Pecker wrecker.
Pecker wrecker, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Pecker wrecker.
Wow. Black and Decker, pecker wrecker, dude.
All right. Let me get my list. I actually wrote some down. Were you just doing those at the top of your...
Yeah, that's just all I could think of right away.
No, those were pretty good.
Thank you.
Just me, I have to write everything down. Okay. Here we go.
Twister, purple... Okay, ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right, Corey, ready? Turn down your headphones.
Yep.
And begin.
Ronald Reagan.
Roger Rabbit.
No. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reed.
Close. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Redding.
Close.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald what?
He's the president. How is he not getting that? Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Red.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald McDonald.
All right, next one.
Pass.
New. Nipsey Russell.
What?
Nipsey Russell. He's never heard of him. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Burger King.
Burger King.
Okay, good. All right, there's one. Shave my anus.
Shave my anus.
Wow, there's two.
Two.
Pull my penis.
Pull my penis.
Wow. You hit it right at the... He can't hear me.
Yeah, wait.
You hit it right... You hit it right at the buzzer, dude.
You got three.
Penis?
Yeah.
Three.
What was the first one? Ronald what?
Want Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
You were so close.
So close. I wanted to help you, but couldn't.
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
What was the second one?
I moved past the second one because I realized you probably never heard of him. So, Nipsey Russell.
Oh, I would have said Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle, the rapper.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And, I actually got three each.
Can we
three.
Do one more round? We got to do one more round.
Yeah, let's do another round. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Okay.
Take your headphones off.
Headphones off, Kane.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, here we go. And
okay, I'm ready.
Begin.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Toronto Blue Jays.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Washington Redskins.
Washington Redskins.
Yes. Cleveland Indians.
Do it again.
Cleveland Indians. Cleveland Indians.
Living in the Indians.
No. Okay.
Pass.
Yeah. Fat Butthole.
Frank Bello.
Fat Butthole.
Fag Blue.
Fat.
Francis.
Fat. Butthole.
Fat Balloon.
Butthole. Fat Butthole.
Fat Burger.
That's it.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow.
That was off.
How many did I get?
Two. Fat Butthole.
You got fat two. Butthole. Oh, that's why your tongue was coming out between your lips. Okay.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah.
So I only got two that time?
Yeah, two that time.
Fuck. Okay. Here we go.
All right. You ready?
So 5-3 is the score right now.
Yep. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
You ready? And begin.
Rap that rascal.
Rape the rascal?
Rap that rascal.
Rap that rascal.
Yeah, all right. There's one. 6 inches of pain.
Take pictures of me.
6 inches of pain.
Take a shit on me. What?
Six inches of pain.
6 inches of me?
6 inches of pain.
6 inches of meat. 6 inches of pain.
Pain! Yes! That's it. Let one rip.
911.
Let one rip.
What?
Let one rip.
Let one rip.
Yeah. Oh, he got it!
He got it, right?
Oh, he got it! 6-5. Wow. Dude,
you got it right at the buzzer.
Right at the buzzer.
Right at the buzzer.
Wow.
What was it? Let one rip.
Let one rip.
Yeah.
Wow. This is a fun game. This is intense.
6-5. You got to go 3 rounds. We do 3 rounds for everything.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Quick.
So it's 6-5, Corey, heading into the final round.
All right, Kane. Let me just let Corey. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Blue balls.
Blue balls.
Yes. Purple anus.
Purple haze.
Purple anus.
Purple rain.
Anus.
Legs. Purple legs. Veins. Tongues.
Anus.
Praise. Gaze. Maze.
Purple.
Pass.
Anus. Okay. Windshield wiper. Yes. Tail pipe.
Stale bread.
Tail pipe.
Toilet paper.
Ooh, toilet tail, paper. Tail pipe.
Pterodactyl.
Tail pipe.
On the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain.
Pipe. Tail pipe.
Pop and I know what you're saying. All right, what were the two that I missed?
Whew, tailpipe.
Tailpipe.
Purple anus.
Yeah. Well, because you hear that often.
Purple anus. Well, often do you hear fucking Nipsey Russell?
Fair enough. All right,
so Kane, you got seven altogether. You got two, God. You got seven altogether.
All you need is just like $10,000 pyramid. One. All you need to get is two to win. Okay.
One to tie, two to win.
Oh, I could find some hard ones, but okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes. Titty flop.
Titty flop.
Fuck. Tropical paradise.
Something in paradise. Trouble in paradise?
Tropical paradise.
Tropical paradise.
Ah, fuck. You win. You win.
You got it.
Wow. That's it. You cocksucker.
Got it. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I studied linguistics in college.
You did?
Yeah. No.
No.
Wow.
Well, that was good.
You made that fun. Was fun. That was fun.
Hey, if we found another game Corey's going to be good at, great.
You sound like Alicia. She says, why are you good at everything?
Like, let's do some news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Not Quite!
Yeah, an Uber passenger in Florida, of course, accused of touching himself while taking an Uber home. He was sitting in the front seat, took his penis out, and proceeded to tug on it until completion, shot all over the car.
Ah, honey, I gotta hang up the phone. Honey, I gotta leave. Why, sweetheart?
He's pulling his cock out.
The driver didn't speak English. He says he couldn't communicate enough to tell him to stop. I don't know.
I think Helen Keller could communicate enough.
Yeah.
Put your wiener away.
I don't think that's a language barrier issue.
Yeah.
All you got to do is shake your head, go, no, 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 no. No.
Although at that point, that might look like a guy that's trying to get a plane to him. Like, you know, the guys are like this with the plane things.
Yeah.
He could be like, aim it at my head. Ah.
Who sits in the front seat of an Uber and takes his cock out?
A guy that's going to fucking beat off. Who sits in the front seat of an Uber regardless? Like, that's what they don't try.
I mean,
like, that's why most Uber drivers keep their bags on the front seat, so you know, don't sit there.
The worst part, because he wanted to keep working for the evening, he had to clean it up himself. He had to clean up the man's semen. Unbelievable.
Yo, I'm not getting in the fucking semen car, dude. You got to let people know. That could be
floating
in the air.
You know what? I assume that most things that I encounter on a daily basis are covered in semen.
How'd you get pregnant? Well, I wore a skirt inside of an Uber.
Yeah.
And there was little semen still on the couch. The little, yeah.
God. Now, this is for those who don't actually want to see or touch homeless people, but still want to help. There's a new trend called scarf bombing. Knit scarves and then leave them in random places for anyone to take. They usually have a note that says something like, if you're stuck out in the cold, take this gift to keep warm. So, like, they're just sort of, I don't want to see them. Gross. But they just leave the scarves, make themselves feel better about the whole thing.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I saw that this morning. I saw a scarf hung up on a fence, and I wonder what it was there for.
Really? Maybe that was a scarf bomb. Yeah.
Huh.
Or maybe, you know, someone tried to hang themselves and then just fell out of the scarf. Ah,
yeah, that's probably more believable.
Probably that was it. Don't fly the Boeing MAX jets. Pilots are warning you. Experts are saying, I wouldn't get on a MAX jet right now. They just found a new problem with them, too. A worker spotted misdrilled holes on the fuselage that could lead to delays on the delivery of 50 new planes. You know, so they got people. You know how you can't really hang a picture right and you got like 14 holes pounded in the wall? That's what this is. Misdrilled holes.
Missed it. Nope, not that one either.
Yeah.
There it is.
Can't make it fit. Oh, fuck. We should have measured first.
We're talking now. We're not talking about IKEA furniture. This isn't a stool for your kitchen. This is an airplane, motherfucker.
This is supposedly an airtight fuselage. And you've just drilled holes willy-nilly because you couldn't get the things to line up.
You know what they should do? If you're going to make this plane, you should agree to go on the first 10 flights of it.
Yeah.
Everybody makes a plan has to be in the first flight.
And you probably shouldn't make videos where you're trotting out the DEI crew that built the plane. Oh, it's all women and we're proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the door flies off. And are you proud
still? Nancy was on her period this day. She was mad at the world and wanted everyone to die. So.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Exactly. That plane might have crashed, but we were the first company in the world to have an all-woman crew. And that's something. We win. The people who flew on the plane didn't, but we did.
Kayla, I'm going on a flight Friday, so I feel you.
Where are you going?
New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. Nollins.
Why? Mardi Gras, right? It's coming up, Mardi Gras.
Well, because the hotel that I have with my friend there is open now, so we're going to go check it out.
Oh, that building you bought.
The building I bought is
really?
Yep.
Huh. Forgot all about that. It's one thing you don't talk about.
So did I. What'd you say?
I said it's one thing you don't talk about. Okay. You don't talk about your juice either. Your sauce.
All that stuff. Sauce. I don't talk about the cookies. I don't talk about all that stuff.
No, I'm just kidding. You could if you want. I don't care. A kid promised to eat a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 followers, and he's up to over 115,000 followers.
Oh, my God. Oh, now he's up to 150,000 fucking pounds. This kid's going to be fat as shit, dude.
He's up to 2,300 spoonfuls or 72 16-ounce jars.
Dude, his heart is beating like...
Here's it. He stuck with the plan till day six. 20,000 people followed him overnight. At that point, he said he'd eat a cup of peanut butter or half a jar for every 10,000 followers he got.
It's going to make him sick, dude. This poor kid's going to be fucking destroyed.
Well, play stupid games.
Yeah.
It's that saying, and then what's the other one? Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell praises Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift effect, for doing wonders for the NFL.
Yeah, well, sure, Roger. She's done wonders for it.
The NFL didn't really need wonders done to it.
Yes.
It was pretty solid.
Just call fair games and we're there.
Here's what he said that raises red flags. I haven't seen anybody say this is a red flag. This is just what I took out of it this morning. I'm sure, I guarantee you, though, there's going to be some posts out there that took the same thing out of it that I'm taking. He said, she knows great entertainment, and I think that's why she loves NFL football. Entertainment. Rigged.
Scripted.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow. That's what I take out of that. The commissioner himself said she knows great entertainment.
I think it is an entertaining thing. Well, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, dude, The Rock's daughter's getting death threats. She wrestles, I forget her name, but she wrestles in like the minor leagues.
Yeah.
The WWE. Well, people are so pissed that The Rock is coming back to fight Roman Reigns,
yeah.
Because it was supposed to be Dusty Rhodes. Like, I guess there was this
Cody
storyline where Dusty Rhodes, what? It's Corey Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. It's his Dusty
remember,
son,
remember we
actually.
Talked about people, like poor people with like with things they do? I feel like wrestling is like a poor
110%. That's a great one. But people are so pissed. They've been following the storyline. He's worked his way up. To get a chance to fight Roman Reigns in WrestleMania for the championship. And along comes The Rock and takes his place. And people are pissed and they're giving The Rock's daughter death threats. People, yeah. It's pretend.
Pretend, yeah. That, yeah, right.
It's not real.
No. But you got people so upset about it. God, we're so stupid.
It's by the way, I don't want to hear anyone that goes to a wrestling match talk about Broadway being gay, because wrestling is the gayer form of Broadway, if not the gayest form of Broadway.
Yeah.
Right? Because I've never been to a Broadway show with leather fucking Spanx, dude.
Thank you. Show me a Broadway show where they're wearing nothing but a Speedo.
Oiled men. And then the whole thing is to get the other guy pinned, missionary style. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's gay. And you know what? I don't care if that's, you know, but don't deny it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not there's anything wrong with it. Right. I'm just saying.
It's a good point.
Don't talk shit about Broadway when you're watching Broad Gay over here.
All right, really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know if we're going to top broad gay, but we'll try. A Massachusetts police dog tracked and found a missing child. Yeah, I like this one. Should have saved it for last. Okay. Massachusetts police dog tracked and found a missing child. Not to be outdone. Not to be outdone. Corey's dog fell asleep licking his butthole. So that's he's just as talented as the other dog. No dog is better. Facebook is now 20 years old.
Jeez.
Facebook's 20 years old. Which is crazy because there's not one 20-year-old on Facebook.
That's 60 in people on Facebook years. Okay. Same difference.
Yeah.
Some Republicans want Trump to pick a person of color as his running mate.
And Trump said, we're all color.
He wants to pick, just not orange, because that would be too matchy-matchy.
There it is.
A woman dropped her pants in the aisle of a Frontier air flight.
She was driving Frontier. She meant to get the backdoor airlines, and that one wasn't available.
There's two holes on that plane. Or, where's a hole in a plane when you need one?
Yeah. Someone open the door, please.
Seriously. Suck me out. I'll take my chances. This fat bitch about to pee. She did. She threatened to pee, but then nothing came out, so she pulled her pants back up. Said, sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Do you have bleach for my eyes? Sorry, it's not going to cut it. A Milwaukee woman's lost dog turned up at a local bar. I'm not real proud of this one.
The bar added a K to their name. Now it's Bark.
Hey, that was good.
Lost dog turned up at a local bar. You can tell it'd been drinking because it was completely shih tzu faced. Sorry.
Turns out the dog was looking at pictures of dogs playing poker and thought they actually did it in real life.
And finally, 74-year-old Billy Joel has released his first new song in 17 years. It's called Turn the Lights Back On. Have you heard it yet? So good. What?
No, seriously, I've fallen. Turn the lights back on.
I'll give that a match just for the angle that you went. I said the follow-up single is going to be, but turn them off when you leave the room unless you want to start paying the electric bill, you wiseacre. Well, let's get the hell out of here.
Followed by the single, bring me my walker. And ouch, it hurts to get off this piano.
All right. See you. Oh, wait. Early show tomorrow?
Early show tomorrow. Early show, yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Later. Goodbye, everybody.
Kane and Corey.